This is a spoiler-filled review of Jurassic World, The Fallen Kingdom. Starring a bunch of folks you may know. First being Chris Pratt, then Bryce Dallas Howard, Rafi Spall, Justice Smith, Daniela Pineda de Haas. Said her name wrong. I'm okay with that. And then James Cromwell. So if you haven't watched this movie, how dare you? You should definitely put this on pause and definitely come back to it, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. You have been warned. So the synopsis is as follows. And I originally was going to do the one on Rotten Tomatoes, but that one is way too long. So I'm doing the one that's on IMDb, which is shorter. So find out on this one. When the island's dormant volcano begins roaming to life, Owen and Claire mount a campaign to rescue the remaining dinosaurs from this extinction level event. Yep, that's basically what it is. The movie itself was entertaining, I can say that, but it doesn't cover that much. I thought it covered a whole lot more, just because the first movie did a decent job of setting things up in this world, and you get to see what is new, what is going to be happening from 1, 2, and 3. So for the second movie, it worked out well, but if you don't like dinosaurs and you're not interested in anything else, then this is not the movie for you. It doesn't have a big plot line. It's a very short and direct kind of plot line, which it works well for this whole franchise, I believe. The more you think about it, the more you really don't like it. But if you just go in the movie and just, all right, it's a popcorn flick, this is going to keep you in the world of dinosaurs, you should be fine. You should really be fine. The character of Owen is a cool character. Everyone else is fine. I didn't dislike Bryce's character this time, just because the first one, it felt like she was kind of in the way for the most part. This one, she felt like she had a good level of, all right, I'm going to help you guys out. I'm going to try to not be that annoying character, which worked out well, because Justice's character is a good tech as well. So those two characters mesh well properly together. I believe the characters is what drives this movie the most. And we're not talking about the dinosaurs. We're talking about the human characters. It drives the movie the most. I could be honest. I kind of wish they had more dinosaurs. That's probably my first and foremost thing that I felt was wrong with this movie, was that it had dinosaurs, but it wasn't as much as it could have been. Like, the amount of dinosaurs, I believe it's a little smaller than the first one. And the first one had a good number, but this one, you could tell there's a drop in the amount of dinosaurs you do see. And the fact that they created another mutant dinosaur, it's supposed to be the Indoraptor. It's made off of blue cells. And another one that's out there. So for me, it just felt like, okay, you didn't learn from your lesson of the first one, where you couldn't control the first one. The first one was too small, too smart for you. And you decided, I'm going to just scrap that idea and go with another one that is just as dangerous. Because when you come down to it, this one is faster than the other one. But it's smaller, of course. But still, yeah, it's smarter. So it's one of the things where it's like, you didn't learn from part one, not at all. You did the same mistakes as that one in creating a raptor itself, or even creating a dinosaur itself, which I felt was a weird kind of vibe to go with. It just felt weird. Speaking of vibes, this movie's vibe felt a lot like The Lost Kingdom from... Is it Lost Kingdom or Lost Planet? It's the second Jurassic Park movie. It felt exactly like that movie. It was weird, just because when I was in the movie theater listening and watching this movie, it kept on giving me deja vu every time something happened. And when the the poachers, quotation marks, you can't see my fingers, but I'm doing quotation marks, when the poachers basically went against the heroes of the film, it's like, yeah, this is still familiar. It feels like this happened before in some iteration of or other. And yep, lo and behold, when I actually came home and I was like, it's going to bother me if I don't remember it fully. So when I actually did the research again, I was like, yeah, that is like that movie. It's like, I remember that movie kind of, because I watched it a couple of times. I was like, this movie doesn't really interest me too much. So I felt like they copied the movie, or not really copied, went very, very closely to that, the same kind of feel for that movie, which for me is something you could have avoided and would have made your movie a lot better. The only thing I could say that's good about this whole movie is the fact that the characters drive forward a little bit more to the end goal, which is making it where it's actually a Jurassic World instead of the park. So now dinosaurs are in the wild, which is cool. And that makes you want to see the third one. And hopefully the third one has a ton of dinosaurs and barely any human beings interacting, because that's what this whole franchise is missing. It's missing more dinosaur stuff. I feel that what made the first three movies great is the fact that it's heavy dinosaurs, little of the human beings. They drive the story along, but they're not supposed to be like the focal point. Like, focal point is supposed to be your dinosaurs, which I felt that this one, it kind of failed to do. It kind of had it where the human beings were too much focal point, and dinosaurs were there, but it was like in the background a little bit. Like, they introduced them a little bit, and it kind of sprinkled them along the whole movie, which I feel they should have just doubled down on dinosaurs and be like, dinosaurs here, dinosaurs there, dinosaurs under the ground, push it, dinosaurs, dinosaurs, dinosaurs. That's what it should have been. Because that's what I'm thinking when I see a Jurassic World movie, is dinosaurs heavy. But it didn't hit as hard as I thought it would. And lastly, and last but not least, the whole concept, which it kind of pissed me off a little bit, because when they introduces this, it makes you think again, like, what are they doing? So, again, the spoiler alert, as I mentioned before, there's a character in here where she's a clone, a human being clone, which I kind of figured that out maybe like a little bit before they actually mentioned it in the actual movie. And I was like, is she really a human being? Is she a clone? And it's like, oh, she's a clone. You're introducing a clone in a movie about dinosaurs. To me, it felt like, why? Why do you need to do that? It's your wasted moment. You've spent quite a bit of time on this young lady, which is fine. It's cool. It's whatever. But still yet, it's supposed to be about dinosaurs. Why are you spending so much time on her? Is she like a dinosaur slash human breed? That'd be kind of fly, I can admit. If that was a true thing to happen right now, if she's a dinosaur that looks like a human being and she has dinosaur abilities, I would be happy. And then I'll be like, all right, I take back everything I said about this whole review. That's amazing kind of plot point. I want to see more of that. But if she has nothing to do except for her being a clone, which you mix in a clone into this whole movie, why? It's, again, why? Why talk about clones of human beings rather than talking about dinosaurs, which you should be talking about because you're a Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. Not fallen human beings, not human being world, is Jurassic World. I'm just saying. So that's my review of Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. If you agree with my review, let me know down below. If you didn't agree with my review, let me know down below as well. I like your feedback. You can find me on the social medias at Dwight Antc. That's DwightAntc. Again, that's DwightAntc. And I catch your viewers next time.